quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, folks, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America. We are coast to coast and around the world. Sirius 217, XM 203. All the apps I love, tune in. We're on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Radio station including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Joined, of course, as usual, by a 128-year-old art source, attorney Laura Snoke. Mark Mancini's off this evening. And again, we can take your emails at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We'll play Barron Sports Trivia. Couple of big-time guests, Tomlin, the Sova football coach. John Harris is the author. A most interesting book on Mike Tomlin, of course, just stepped down as the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Bill Boyd will join us soon, of course, basketball player many, many years ago at USC. We'll talk to him about that. So much is happening in the world of sport. Let's start in the National Football League, where on Wednesday, free agency opens. Actually, it opens on Monday, where you can talk to the players. But, of course, they've talked to them before that. You know that, and I know that. But legally, Wednesday, you can sign them up. And Kyler Murray, of course, the big-name quarterback. Interesting story about Kyler Murray, of course. Minnesota, the Vikings, that name keeps popping up. But would the Vikings admit that 2 years ago they made a major mistake with J.J. McCarthy? I don't know about that. Will they make that choice? Will he want to go to Minnesota? Of course, he played football at Oklahoma and the pros with Arizona. Minnesota's cold. I don't know if that matters one way or the other. Also, Kyler Murray's an interesting guy. He's a baseball player at Oklahoma. He was the 9th overall pick when he came out of Oklahoma, center fielder. Some said he was another Willie Mays, believe that or not. But is he going to leave football for baseball? That would be most interesting, don't you not believe? All right, in the National Football League also, a big decision for Seattle. They did not franchise you-know-who, Kenneth Walker from Michigan State. And Zach Charbonneau, of course, from UCLA is injured. He may not play all of 2026. Can they not sign Kenneth Walker? Would that be a major mistake? I think it would be a definite mistake. We can discuss that, certainly. And you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Rams, I think, made a major move of picking up Trent McDuffie from Kansas City. The Chiefs trying to save bucks. We're not trying to save bucks. We'll talk to you soon on Sports Overnight America.
When the deals drop at Kohl's, you feel it. You see up to 50% off end-of-season must-haves, plus up to 85% off clearance favorites. And suddenly, your whole world narrows to one thought. Must shop now. Your to-do list gone. Your dinner plans forgotten. It's just you and your cart gliding through the store. Yeah, Kohl's deals will do that to a person. Save in-store and online now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
This year, I'm giving my hair salon a total makeover.
Total makeover sounds totally expensive.
We updated our logo and colors, so I needed to print new signage, brochures, business cards, everything.
Everything will not be cheap.
Staples did it all, and I saved $100 on my order.
$100? Trim my whiskers, that's a good deal. For everything your business needs to print, let's go Staples.
That was easy.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 131. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it.
Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, we're back on Sports Overnight America. Later on this show, we'll talk to former USC basketball player Bill Boyd. And later, we'll talk to John Harris, author of Tomlin, The Soul of a Football Coach. Right now, though, I want to talk about some things happening in the National Football League. All right, quarterback's the most important position. Kyler Murray going to be a free agent. What do you think? Which team would he go for? And as I indicated, he is also a baseball star at Oklahoma, and his agent said that's a possibility. What do you think?
Well, I heard your comparison to Willie Mays. Now, I don't know how good he was at baseball, but that's a hell of a comparison to the greatest center fielder, the greatest center fielder of all time. But I look at the $55 million, and there's one thing that sticks out in my mind in looking at Kyler Murray. You know, there was a playoff game in L.A. about 3 years ago where he got rushed from Aaron Donald and just threw the ball up for grabs. And that sticks in my mind. And I think he's got a lot of talent. I think he's hard to get to. But I also think, you know, and we've talked about this for years, certain guys that are under 6 feet tall, unless you have that lane to throw the ball in, it becomes very tough. And the NFL just seems to be getting bigger and bigger on the defensive and offensive lines. And I'm wondering if Kyler Murray, as talented as he is in so many different ways, if he has to be in the perfect system to be a very, very, very good quarterback. Now, whether that's in Minnesota or not, I don't know. I really don't think so. But that's a hell of a gamble you're going to have to take if you're going to spend that kind of money. I think we're looking at over $50 million now. And I just don't see it happening personally.
Laura, what do you think? Would you like him on the Raiders?
You know, he does have an incredible amount of talent. I've always liked watching him play. I think Art's right. He does tend to be, you know, make mistakes. But I mean, you know, the way
could he be a backup quarterback that could be a change of pace kind of guy?
I just don't see him being a backup.
No, okay.
I don't see him being a backup.
Hard for Heisman Trophy winners to be back.
If the Raiders draft Mendoza, which is pretty much a given, according to everybody, I don't see him getting Kyler Murray in addition to
And the way I view that as a backup, just for a split second, is you got a guy like Mendoza who's a traditional, big, strong kid. If he, you know, he's going to be a rookie, if you could bring him in and have maybe a 10 or 12 play package every once in a while where you could sprint him out, maybe run some option, some
like
things of that nature.
Like they did with Garoppolo, like they did with
a little bit, yeah.
Like Garoppolo,
a change of pace.
End.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Kyler Murray, how long has he been in the league? He's not, hasn't been in the league that long, yeah. I mean, Garoppolo was already like a 10-year veteran when he started being a backup. So I don't know. I mean, Mendoza's going to need some guidance, you know, and
I just think it puts a lot of pressure on a guy like Mendoza.
It does.
As much as I love the kid, to have a franchise resting on your shoulders and not have that supporting cast, Fred, which, as we know, good quarterbacks become great quarterbacks when they have that supporting cast. If you don't and you're young, you know, it can really affect your confidence going down the line.
Well, I was kind of surprised they let Geno Smith go because
I was too.
He'd be a perfect backup, and he's supposed to be a really good guy in the locker
and a good mentor. You know, show him how to read defenses, things of that nature. Although you got Brady there, I think Brady can sit down with Mendoza and do some great things.
He's already apparently talked to him a number of times, so yeah, he'll be a chef. But it'll be hard for Brady during the season, you know, when he's got his announcing gig to be a mentor. I mean,
well, you can't talk to any other team. Maybe you should spend time with Mendoza.
Let me ask you guys a question. Seattle Super Bowl champs. Is there any chance they don't re-sign Kenneth Walker?
It'd be crazy, Fred.
That Zach Charbonneau was injured. He may not be able to play all of 2026. He might be able to play a little bit or half. You can't sure if the kind of knee injury or Achilles injury that he had, he didn't play certainly in the Super Bowl game. What do you think, Artie? Would they not sign him?
I think they might not sign him because he really wants big money. And, you know, running backs, you know, they're devalued in the NFL. But I'll tell you what, the two running backs from Notre Dame really impressed people at the scouting combine. And that might not be a bad way to go. I mean, Love is for real. There's a couple other young running backs that people like as well in the draft. If you could put the right package together, maybe move up to maybe 20th or 20 or 19th or 18th in the draft, you'll be able to pick probably one of the best running backs in the NFL. And, you know, I don't understand why they didn't at least give him not the franchise tag, but the other tag where you could get the – meet the offer or beat the offer, the transition tag.
Yeah, Indy did that with their quarterback, Daniel Jones. So, that's a possibility.
That gives you more options, you know.
All right, let's play some Barron Sports Trivia. And later, of course, we'll talk to Bill Boyd, former USC basketball player, and John Harris, author of Tomlin, a Soul of a Football Coach. But, Art, middle of the night, you're 128 years of age. How do you answer these questions correctly? And you're very sharp doing these Barron Sports Trivia answers. What do you think?
Well, outside of the 10,000 hours I've probably spent in my 127 years doing research, this is the key. Hopefully it comes in good today. It's been not coming in so good. It's called Prevagen, and it's the professional formula. And I've been using it now for 5 years. And honestly, it's made a big difference in my life. It allows me to actually go upstairs and remember what I went upstairs to get, things of that nature. So I love it. And, you know, we're up late at night doing this show. It also gives me a little bit of a little energy level too. So, you know, it's expensive, but it's great stuff and it works. And you know what? To have your noodle working right, I think it's real important, especially as an old football player, even though, as you say, Fred, I was only a kicker.
Well, we'll be talking to Bill Boyd in a few minutes right here on Sports Overnight America. Laura, you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I know you are. Okay, here we go. This is a famous comedian said this, all right? I was called Rembrandt as I spent so much time on the canvas. I was called Rembrandt. I spent so much time on the canvas. He was a boxer before he was a comedian. Who might this have been?
Famous
comedian.
He was a boxer before he was a comedian.
Yeah, very famous.
I was thinking Victor McLaughlin. Now, he was the only world heavyweight, the only Academy Award winner to fight for a world heavyweight title. But I got to go deep down into the noodle to find this one. Hold on.
Let's get that Brevage into work.
Exactly.
All right, let me put you
comedian,
this way.
Boxer turned comedian.
Johnny Carson did not like him at all. That helps you at all.
Johnny Carson didn't like a lot of people.
No, he really didn't like this guy. Because this guy, as a comedian, tried to dominate. You can't not try to dominate Johnny Carson on the night.
Is he the guy that was in the little Volkswagen movie? Is that who I'm thinking of here? Buddy
this
Hackett.
Is one of the most, this is one of the most famous comedians of all time.
I'm going to go with Rodney Dangerfield then.
Rodney Dangerfield. Laura, was it Rodney Dangerfield?
Sure.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope was a boxer?
Before.
He had no hope.
All Bob right, Hope was a boxer?
I've
Bob
never Hope, heard yes. that.
Bob Hope Me
was a,
either.
Not a very good one. That's why they called him Rembrandt. Okay.
He was on the canvas too much. Oh, that's funny, Fred.
Bob Hope owned part of a MLB team way, way back. Art, which team did he own part of?
I think it was the Pirates or the Cleveland Indians, if I'm not mistaken.
Which one was it?
I think it was the Indians, and then Bing owned the Pirates.
That was my next question.
Gotcha.
Trevigan is working again. You answered the question before I even asked it. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really a good recommendation for Brevigen, where you could anticipate the question and then answer it before the question is.
Have you guys ever seen that guy that does the where he goes into teams and they talk about things and he says, okay, think of a number and do this and do that, and then he comes up with the exact. I mean, that's, to me, that is the most fabulous thing I've ever seen. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that show or not.
I wish I did. Okay. Who said this? Laura, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Baseball will be and always has been the best game in the world. Baseball will be and always has been the best game in the world. Famous baseball player was quoted as saying this.
The best game in the world?
Yeah.
I need a hint.
Famous player, Hall of Famer.
Oh, well, that's not a hint.
Yankees.
Yankees. Yogi Berra.
No, Yogi Berra. Like Yogi Art, was Berra. It Yogi Berra?
No.
God, it isn't funny enough to be Yogi.
Right. I know, it's not.
I'm going to go with Lou Gehrig.
If I say Teresa Wright, you'd be wrong. But if I say died in August 16th, 1948, who would it
Babe
be?
Babe Ruth.
The Bambino, Babe Ruth. Let's find out if Bill Boyd is as funny as Yogi Berra after we come back on Sports Overnight America.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Later, we'll talk to John Harris, author of Tomlin, the Soul of a Football Coach. Right now, though, we're talking to Bill Boyd, good friend who played basketball at USC a long, long time ago. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fred. You're always very generous. I was on the team and played if we got a big lead, but it was a pleasure being there. And I got to be called Tiger, just as Art was saying. And
those remarks, Bill. I was the same way at USC. You know what I mean?
And just for those listening, and you know, Fred, but no one's ever heard of me because I played against guys named Bill Walton and Dave Myers, and so I had a great seat though.
All right, let's talk about basketball then versus now, because I got to be honest with you. I could name every starting lineup of the top 20 or 30 teams. I can't do that anymore. Because at UCLA's senior night a couple of nights ago, they had a guy who was there 2 years and a couple guys who were there 1 year. I can't take it anymore, Bill. How about you as a former player and a fan? What do you think about that?
I completely agree, Fred, and I was thinking about this while I was dialing in. I thought I'm sort of the ghost of basketball past. And we had an era, and we had the whole system, I think. If for those listening, those just started following the game 5 or 10 years ago, it's business as usual. But to go back to when players were taught, and I'm not going to digress too much, but the whole system is so different than what we all grew up with, where the club teams, there's no fundamentals, there's no motivation. Kids paid. Yes. Oh my goodness. I was thinking about drills we would do. Defensive drills, diving on the floor drill, offensive charge drills, getting knocked down. My dad, former coach, used to call it, a lot of guys do the matador defense now, where they just say, ole, and they just, and they let guys go right by them. It's and back to your point too, about the one and done players, with no continuity. And as you know, Fred, your favorite school, USC, Wholesale had 10 new players. Oh, was it last year? This year? And here's a good stat for you. You'll like, I think, to demonstrate why fundamentals and the difference of coaching and the talent you have. There's a team that played UCLA just a week or two ago. It took three more shots than UCLA, had two more free throws than UCLA, had nine more rebounds than UCLA, and yet lost to UCLA by 19 points, and that was USC. only basketball nerds like myself would look at those stats, because it's just, you can't do it. Just, it's a combination of the coaching and the lack of fundamentals. That how can you do that and lose by 19? Well, I'm getting too off the track, but it's just not our game that we grew up with. And I find it unwatchable to people just going up and down the court, firing 3-point shots. And so.
Art Source, you are on with Bill Boyd.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about one of my favorite all-time basketball players, the late, great Gus Williams.
Yes.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was that that one team you guys had, I believe, in 71 and also 74, you guys won 24 out of 26 games.
So here's how good.
Got to go to an NCAA tournament.
Right. Now, here's how good you are, Art. You're exactly right. That Gus and I were freshmen on the last freshman team at USC when Paul Westfall's team was 24-2.
Right.
But we were there as freshmen. So then we come along as upperclassmen. Now, one of my teams was 25-5 with Gus. And because the our Pac-8 in those days would only allow one team. I don't care if we were rated number two in the nation. Only one team could go to the NCAA tournament. And here's that's how bad my career went, Art, because Gus and I were co-MVPs of the freshman team.
And it went downhill from there, Billy?
Oh, my goodness. People don't believe me. They say, that's impossible. Gus was an NBA All-Star. What? You're some bald guy that knows Fred Wallen.
That's all right. That's all right. I set the national record for most field goals in one high school season, kicked a 57-yarder, and I got to kick in three games at USC.
Right, so, you know. Right. No, exactly right. And speaking of Fred, which I like to do, because Fred knows I'm his best fan because he knows sports, and we commiserate on even where in your industry, on the media side, a lot of fanboy stuff, all due respect, not people that know the sports like you guys do. It's a shame. I truly think that you really have to divorce yourself. Those that grew up in the culture we did just have to think that, well, USC still uses those three letters, but it's not the same school, for example. Basketball sounds like it's the same, but it's not. And it's okay. I mean, I'm learning that finally, after 73 years on the planet, that things change. We had wonderful times. We have good friends, you know, good guys like yourselves.
Thank God we have the memories, though, Bill. Oh, that's the most important thing.
Now, unfortunately, I'm afraid that's going to go.
Well, you know, that's why our sponsor is Prevagen.
Oh,
you know, we're trying to remember the glory years.
Good point. And I was thinking to myself, I should tune in more. I'm still working, you know, because I have nothing else to do. So I'm in commercial real estate. But I was listening. I was watching you guys earlier, and I was trying to answer these questions myself on these comedians and the Bob Hope. That's a great trivia.
Boy, that is. I would have never thought that he must have had those trunks up right underneath his nipples.
Well,
or something.
Well, so unless you knew the history, none of us knew that Johnny never liked having Bob on. It was kind of interesting.
That is,
Laura, you're on with Bill Boyd. I'm sure you were rooting for UCLA as Bill Boyd was playing for the Trojans. Laura, take it away.
Well, it's a tough UCLA team you had to compete against. Say that. I mean, that's kind of bad luck, but. But I, you know, I've been a lifelong basketball fan, lifelong UCLA basketball fan. I used to watch the games with my dad when he would take a nap so he could, when they were broadcast at midnight, you know.
Right.
And he'd take a nap and then wake up. And of course, I would wake up too and have great memories of those days. My memory's still intact.
Do you guys remember Mike Walden?
USC's guy.
Yeah, Mike Walden and you had Dick Enberg. I mean, those were pretty halcyon times. Yeah.
So back to Laura, for a minute. What years were you watching when you were growing up? What teams were you watching?
Well, I was watching, I mean, in UCLA basketball, they had great rivalries against Kentucky. And
Do you remember which teams? Does it go back to the Walton or Alcindor?
All the way back to, I remember watching Alcindor when he was first. When they outlawed the dunk shot, so he couldn't dunk, you know.
And now they come they come down on breakaways, and instead of laying the ball up, they flip it out for a quick three.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think Fred, you know, has some great ideas that he should pass on to the NBA about.
Come on, Fred, step up, bring him out.
Because I agree with all of you that I think I watched. Yeah, I haven't really watched that much basketball this season, and normally I do, but I just. You know, and I'm really excited about the beginning of baseball season. So I'm thinking, well, what are you missing here? And I think the 3-point shot has actually ruined certainly the pro game because it nobody calls plays anymore. They just throw the ball around and then wait for
back screens.
The three,
the old passing game offense. You don't see that much anymore.
I think they should limit 3-point shots to so many per half, or you know, something, because it's, I think it's, and I don't know if the statistics bear that out, that there's a lot of, I mean, the Laker games are always sold out, so obviously that's not a problem for them, but I don't know
Well,
if there's
it
less fan
speaks to
interest.
you're exactly correct. And coaches from the 70s, 60s, and 70s, when this 3-point shot came along, and I have a point I'm going to make in 3 seconds here, that it just induced poor shooting, meaning that the farther from the basket you got, the lower percentage of trying to make the shot. And I think Fred knows that our family's always appreciated Coach Wooden and what he did. And I thought the best thing he ever said was when that 3-point line came out, he said, "Well, for that, then you might as well make a layup 1 point." And I thought to myself, you know, that's not a bad idea. If we're gonna start gradating, you know, or giving a point value for how far away you get, well, I thought it made perfect sense. If you're gonna make a 3-point line, make a 1-point layup.
Oh,
But
interesting.
it never, never, it, yeah, never got
When
traction.
I interviewed him after they passed the 3-point rule, he said basically the same thing. He said, "Fred, the object is to get closer to the basket, not further away." And he meant it. Hey,
Not
Bill,
anymore.
very, very quickly, in 30 seconds, how could Mark Emmert and the NCAA have gone in this direction? And I'm talking about the transfer portal, and
I
the NIL is one thing, but the transfer portal is the worst. 30
we
seconds, give us an answer.
I believe that because of the iron hold that the NCAA came, that grabbed, we had kids when I was playing at USC who got night watchman jobs for date money, and to be able to, and to let this go so far and have so much revenue not shared earlier, it caused just an atomic explosion that is now you just can't get this genie back in the bottle. And I'm hoping in our but I'm hoping that they now have contracts, these kids. If you're gonna go to the portal, great. Your agent or someone owes the school whatever money they just paid you. There's got to be some sanity that comes along.
Bill Boyd, thank you very, very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Great to
Great
be with
job,
you guys.
boys. Thank
Thank
you.
you very
Back
much.
with more right.
Chick-fil-A's new frosted sodas and floats, it's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new frosted soda or float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce! Spruce! Spruce!
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees, when used as directed. Spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Sick of gray, gloomy winter hibernation? At Kohl's, you can make spring come early with colorful accents that brighten up your home, like vibrant cookware and decor, cozy bedding and towels. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save 15% on home purchases. So shop Kohl's Home Refresh and move on to spring. The weather will catch up eventually. Select styles. Offer ends March 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, Flo here to say that Progressive knows that life can change quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, like when I have to take my ex off my policy.
Oh, sorry. But yes, we can do that.
And can you send them a message and tell them that they have trust issues that they need to work on?
We don't really get in the middle of these conflicts.
Also, can you let them know that I was faking interest in his band and it's probably time to grow up?
I'm not going to do it. Just know that with Progressive, you can easily make changes to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Also, I'm staying in touch with his mom because she's absolutely lovely.
Bad idea.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Shelter out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America and author John Harris with an interesting book, Tomlin, the Soul of a Football Coach. John, welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
I'll tell you, I enjoyed the book for a lot of reasons, but mostly because you were most fair about Mike Tomlin, the positives and the negatives. The negative to me would be the way he treated Big Ben. Talk about that, because obviously Big Ben, the allegations, the accusations by the women. Talk about how Tomlin did or did not do that in a correct manner.
Yeah, I mean, I was covering the team during that time, the earlier years. And there was always Joey Porter was one of the main ones. There was a divide between Ben and the defense. And people forget that the Steelers defense was outstanding when they won the Super Bowl under Bill Cowher. They were a very prideful veteran unit, and they believed that they had much to do with winning that Super Bowl against Seattle as Ben, who had one of the worst quarterback performances ever for a quarterback winning a Super Bowl game. And I think that carried over even to when Mike Tomlin was there. And there was a talk from some of the players that Mike Tomlin treated Ben differently than Bill Cowher did. Then Mike Tomlin, he made Ben a captain. He was not voted a captain. He was made a captain. I think some of the defensive players resented that. But going back to your comment, when the Joey Porter comments came out recently, I don't think any of that would have ever come out. But he took offense to what Ben was saying about Mike Tomlin. Maybe it's time for him to move on. And I think that's when Joey Porter stepped up and said, hey, we've been protecting him for years. He was a bad teammate. But it was bad blood for a long time. And I think he was right. The team did a very good job of, I don't know if you want to call it protecting Ben, but he was the franchise guy. And the defense never yielded on that. They never gave up their stance as far as, hey, we had as much to do with the Super Bowls as you did.
Our guest, John Harris, the book Tomlin, the Soul of a Football Coach, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Art Source, you're a kicker for the Rams. Talk to John Harris.
Well, John, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, and nobody can ever question what Mike Tomlin did for Pittsburgh, winning a Super Bowl, going to two Super Bowls, not having a losing season, had a couple of 8 and 8 years in there.
Right.
But, I mean, the guy is definitely going to be a Hall of Fame coach. And I always respected the fact that he got what he wanted. What happened in the end? We all know that you can only probably coach somewhere for a certain amount of time. But in your opinion, being close to the team and covering the team, was there a disconnect somewhere along the way in the last couple of years?
Yeah, that's a good question. And actually, this version of the book is a new version. It's paperback and it's updated. And one of the things that I updated was that it was different writing this new version from when I wrote the first one a couple of years earlier. Mike Tomlin was viewed differently. He was still viewed as this guy that never had a losing season. Players always rallied around him. Everybody loved him. Never took criticism from the national media. The last couple of years, that changed. The fan base, very demanding. Team Steelers haven't won a play. They've lost, seven straight playoff games. So fans were like, we don't care that you won 9 or 10 games. We're spoiled. We haven't had a losing season since 2003. We want to see you win at least a playoff game. And it wasn't happening. And I don't know. I think the pressure just got to a point where I don't see what this upcoming season would have been much different than the one we just saw. They might have won the division again, win 9 or 10 games, and lose again in the first round. I don't know if he saw the handwriting on the wall, if he was feeling the pressure, if he got family pressure. But I think 19 years might be the biggest thing.
That is a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Laura, you're a Raiders fan, but you're talking to John Harris. Tomlin, the soul of a football coach. Take it away, Laura.
Hey, Laura. I know. Hi, John. I know it's really It's really anathema to a Raiders fan to be actually a fan of the Steelers, but I am, you know, sort of secretly. But I was going to ask you, what do you think about Aaron Rodgers, and do you think he's going to come back next year?
Yeah, I think he is coming back. I think he would have come back if Tomlin was there, and I think that's probably maybe upsetting to fans. Okay, we're changing coaches now. We got Mike McCarthy, so let's not run it again. Let's not run it back. Even though they worked together in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers was a tremendous, tremendous quarterback when Mike McCarthy was coaching him at Green Bay. He is not that guy anymore. I just think it's a mistake. I think the Steelers eventually have to cut the ties with the 9-win, 10-win. Art Rooney II, after the season, said, I just don't believe in wasting any years. I think every year we should try to win it all. Well, this is not a Super Bowl team. Aaron Rodgers or not, they're eventually going to have to get a quarterback, right? A young quarterback, a franchise quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is not it. I don't know how much difference it's going to be next year if Aaron Rodgers is a starter with, you know, even though Mike McCarthy's coaching them, they still have the same talent.
Do you see anybody out there in the current NFL right now, John, that could step in and provide that kind of leadership to take, you know, a McCarthy-led Steeler team to the next level, which I say a divisional playoff or possibly an AFC championship game appearance?
I keep hearing Malik Willis's name. I don't know. But again, the Steelers are different. They just don't believe in, you know, spending the money.
That's the problem.
You know what I mean? And that's the problem. And ironically, supposedly Malik Willis is who Mike Tomlin wanted when he came out of the draft. The Steelers took Kenny Pickett from Pitt, and we all know how that story turned out. But I don't know if he would be the answer, but at least it would be sending a message. Younger quarterback who's shown that he has some potential. He had some good games. They weren't a lot, but he showed a few times with Green Bay that he has the ability to do that. Any of the quarterbacks in this draft, I don't see it. If they draft one fairly high, I don't know where that's going to make a big difference. The fan base is just wanting Will Howard, the sixth-round pick last year, to be the starter. I don't really get that either.
I don't either.
If this team is competing for a Super Bowl, that's not the way you want to go. To me, it's an easy solution. Open the pocketbook up. The salary cap is going up, right?
It's big. $300 million now.
They got the money.
You know,
John Harris.
Aaron Rodgers cheap last year. I think he only got $13, $15 million. So they got him cheap last year. I would spend the money and get a Malik Willis. Now, will they do that? I don't know.
And Steelers, is that like a $35, $40 million price tag on a Malik Willis?
Probably. And it's probably overpaid. But guess what? That's the market.
There's right? a lot of quarterbacks overpaid in the NFL right now.
He's definitely going to be a starter. He's got starter skills for sure.
Yeah.
Did Geno get cut by the Raiders today?
Yeah.
Did I hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Oh, wow. Okay.
But see, the Raiders do spend money, but it doesn't seem to translate into success. So, you know, that equation usually works, but sometimes there's exceptions. Yeah, they cut Geno, and it looks like I'm probably going to be wrong. It looks like they are going to actually trade Crosby, which I think is a total mistake for the Raiders. But we'll see. He's got a big price tag, so we'll see.
John Harris, the author of Soul of a Football Coach, major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. John, let me ask you a question. In the book, you talk about when Mike Tomlin was coaching with Tampa as an assistant, and Rondy Barber, of course, the defensive back. Right. And Rondy Barber really liked him. From the point of view, what you wrote in this book is that Tomlin gave Rondy Barber hope for even better things than Rondy Barber thought of. And, of course, he ended up a Hall of Famer, so... You got to give the positive, and the positive there was Mike Tomlin.
I think the young Mike Tomlin was the best coach. Those stories of Tampa Bay, he really made a difference. You know, John Lynch was older than Mike Tomlin. They were skeptical of him, but he showed, I remember John Lynch said, hey, he did a cut up of me, like 50, 60 plays, and he broke it down, and he showed me what I did, what I didn't do, and would make me a better player. And he put the work in, even though he was a younger guy. Rondy Barber said, hey, he's the reason why I made the Hall of Fame. He turned me into a Pro Bowl guy. He was very big on the techniques, strategy, but he was a great coach with great players. Rondy Barber, John Lynch, Joey Polamalu.
And Tony Dungy wasn't bad either.
No. But I think as long as he had that talent, he did. The Steelers defense was really good under Bill Cowher. It became outstanding when Tomlin took it. It was the same players, talented players. He used them maybe a little bit differently. But the last few years, talent level hasn't been the same. He might be the same coach, not working with the same level of players that he did at one time. I think it's that combination of that.
You 19 know, John, years. John, yeah. You know what I call the Steelers, right? I call the Steelers as like a brewing house for next owners in the NFL, whether it be the Haslams or the Teppers. It seems as though a lot of people don't know this, but I don't think the Steelers have the deep resources of a lot of other teams.
True.
And I think that came back to haunt them in the last 10 years or so.
Well, yeah, also, but as I wrote in the book, they've by far spent more money on defense than any other team. And my point
in a league predicated on offense.
Yeah, that's fine. But your defense better play like that in the playoffs. And they just got waxed in, you know, boat racing these playoff games. And that's, so why you spend all that money? So they spent it. They didn't spend the right places. They didn't get the value for it. I
agree. John Harris, last week, the Steelers, I think, were chosen as the worst organization in sports. They got like an F- among the players. Talk
How
about
do you get
that.
An F-, Fred? Come on.
Talk about that.
You know, the field is the main thing, and it's always been bad. It's a natural turf field, but they play University of Pittsburgh also plays their home games there, and then the high school playoffs in Western Pennsylvania, they play there. So there are times through the season where you look at the middle of the field, it's all brown. It's terrible footing. They need a new turf. Whether they're going to put one in, I think maybe what's happened now, there's some talk that the league, maybe some heads have been put together and something's going to have to happen with the field. I think the field is the main thing. Because I couldn't play. When I used to eat in the cafeteria, they had great food, man. I loved it. It was very family oriented. It was like a cafeteria. It was very family oriented. The late Dan Rooney, he would eat in there all the time. It was weird seeing an owner sitting amongst reporters and players eating his lunch. But I think it's the field. You know, the main thing is, and hopefully they'll do something about that. Some of the other stuff, how they treat families, and I don't know. You know, that's their opinion. I think if it's a good franchise, if they're winning and successful, I think players will play there, right? And right now is a good time to kick them when they're down. Key is, are they going to spend more money on personnel on the field, or are they going to spend more money on upgrading their facilities?
You know, I read that it's a possibility NBC does not bring back Tony Dungy. Would Mike Tomlin take that job?
That's a good question. His brother, his older brother, Ed Tomlin, was very helpful to me with the book. I asked him that. This was several years ago. And he laughed. He said, my brother is a gym teacher. He's a coach.
Yeah, I got you.
And this is before all of this happened. Now, I mean, hey, money talks, right? Somebody might come out and offer him $30 million a year, and he takes it. But he doesn't seem like a TV guy to me. He just doesn't come across, you know, criticizing teams, players, coaches.
He says what he feels way too much.
I don't see that. I mean, he might. I also don't believe that he's not going to coach anymore. Some people say he's never, 53 years old. I don't believe that. I think maybe a year or two, look around the league. Is there a good situation I can step into?
I like him going to the Redskins in a couple of years.
It's like someone else mentioned that to me. That's a great, he's from that area. Mm-hmm. I can see that. That's a team. If I would pick a team, that would be
especially if they get that stadium built downtown in Washington, D.C. Yeah. I think that would be a great way to revitalize the area and do some great
Unfortunately,
things.
Unfortunately, that would mean him replacing his good friend, Dan Quinn.
Well, he could keep Dan Quinn as the defensive coordinator, do like the Franklin deal. You know, bring the old head coach who got fired back to be your defensive coordinator.
That would be that's the perfect team, I would see.
They have John Harris, Tomlin, great fan base. Soul of a football coach.
Yeah.
John, great interview with you. Thank you very much. I enjoyed the book totally. Tomlin, the Soul of a Football Coach, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And John, you stay well, and thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
John awesome, Harris. John, thank you.
Right. We're straight away on Sports Overnight.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank our guest, Bill Boyd, former fine basketball player at USC many, many, many years ago. And John Harris, the book on Mike Tomlin, The Soul of a Football Coach, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Listen, I've talked to a lot of baseball players. I played baseball growing up. Baseball players, not necessarily the smartest people on earth. Jurickson Profar of the Atlanta Braves may be the dumbest. Got a 80 game
a modern suspension. Day Brady Anderson? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, pretty close. 80 game suspension last year. Now he's got an entire season suspension for taking drugs. Art, you never touched a drug. Talk about it.
What blew my mind is I did a little deep dive into that when I heard about it, and his exit velocity increased from seven miles per hour at 30 years of age, which is unheard of. And then I started thinking to myself, there was a time of a couple decades ago where Brady Anderson at 30 years of age, hit 51 home runs. And then I started seeing, you know, Jurickson Profar, and I said, oh my God. And then I started thinking to myself, what's going on in Atlanta, Fred? I mean, with the injuries and the things that keep, are they snake bit? They remind me of the Angels in a sense, because they just, everything they try to do seems to backfire. And I just wonder what's going on. I mean, after everything you've read about, you know, your Maguires, your Sosas, your Bonds, what would make you want to do something like that and put yourself in harm's way? It makes me wonder.
Laura, what do you think about Mr. Profar?
Well, I think you're right. He's not the smartest person on earth, But being a 60s person, I can't say I never touched any drugs, but...
Neither can I, to be honest with you.
But wait a minute. If you were making millions as an attorney, and you are an attorney, and they said you can't take any drugs, you wouldn't take any drugs, Art?
That is correct.
You would not take any drugs if it meant losing your job. All right, for Mario, for Art, for Laura, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.